For the school pickup. For the early run home. For the still stuck at work. Welcome. This is the Rush Hour with Lisa and Pete. Perth's Mix 94.5. The Rush Hour catch-up is for ABC Blinds up to 40% off Tober.
Absolutely Fabulous is in town the 1st to the 3rd of November. Ticket Tech for tickets. Rhonda Birchmore, of course, will be there. And get ready for an explosion of smash hits, laughs and lycra with your favourite super troopers. And Rhonda joins us on the show now. Hello.
Hello. Oh, my, my. The original dynamo of the Mamma Mia show.
Oh, I know. And it's kind of gone in a heartbeat. It was like 2001 that I was back there. So
yes.
Crazy times.
We love that you're coming back. Rhonda, ABBA, my goodness. When I was a little girl, it wasn't Christmas unless there was the latest ABBA album under the tree, and I do mean album, and I was a mad ABBA fan. What do you think it is about ABBA, that the longevity of the love of the music?
Well, can I just say too, Liz, I was, and Lara Mulcahy, who was my partner in crime, we were obsessed ABBA fans, and,
yep.
And no Sunday was complete without Countdown, and
yes.
Molly Nordrum and ABBA,
yeah.
And all those albums. I don't know. There is something, I guess they, you know, like so many of those acts in the 70s and 80s kind of, you know, had their little time in the you know, to shine. But now, I mean, ABBA is still like, you can't go to a party or a whatever, you know, without there's a Waterloo or a Dancing Queen or something being played at the end. And I don't know. There's something very magical about the formula, I think, about, you know, what Benny and Bjorn put together in those songs way back then that still kind of sustains, right, you know, into now. And, you know, and for me, I kind of cross along so many styles of music and, you know, to see the reaction of the people when you kind of get up there and build out a bit of an ABBA tune. And they, I don't know, people just know the words and they just feel good about it. So they must have got something very right, and I'm sure their bank accounts are showing it.
Sure. And those people in the crowd, I mean, is the timelessness of ABBA reflected in the sort of cross-section of people who rock up to your shows? Are you getting all ages there still?
We are getting so many, you know, because of, I guess, Lara and I, well, we were in the original Mamma Mia, the musical. And so many people brought their kids and grandparents brought, you know. So we have got such a cross-section. And of course, with the Mamma Mia movies and just recently, you know, the one where Cher comes out and does Fernando.
Yes.
something. I, as I say, I reckon the newborn baby in the end has more wrinkles than Cher has. but, you know, it's just this kind of gift that keeps on giving. And you know, for me, you know, after all these years, it's a beautiful distraction to go out and just have a really good time with your best girlfriend, singing these songs and having everyone join in and have a really good time.
And for you and Lara on stage, it must be so lovely to do a show where everyone is having so, I mean, it's certainly not Sophie's Choice the musical there on stage. It's like everyone is smiling and laughing, and that's got to be a great sort of gift.
Well, and the thing is, Lara and I are besties in real life, and we first met when we did Mamma Mia back in 2001, and we've become, you know, best friends ever since. And now to go on the road with your bestie and to build out those songs, and I mean, anyone that knows Lara Mulcahy, who is a Perth girl,
yeah,
and myself, I mean, we are a bit like Danny DeVito, Arnie Schwarzenegger. We do not try to be Agnetha and Frida from ABBA. We are just two crazy girls celebrating all things girl power and friendship, and along with growing up as yourself, obsessed ABBA fan. So,
yeah.
And I think that's the message that the people that are coming to see these shows are just loving and embracing, as I said, you know, we don't try to be those girls. We're just two Aussie girls, crazy girls, you know, living all things 70s and 80s.
Well, I'm a big Lara Mulcahy fan. I've said many times she's my favourite Madame Thénardier ever in Les Mis.
She's fabulous.
And, I mean, you guys must just crack each other up backstage.
Oh, we do. It is like we sit there, and I don't care if people give us two different dressing rooms. We have to be in the same one because we are so daggy together. We kind of make up and we set the little show up because I'm producing the show, and it's just such a joy, I guess. You know, well, I guess I'm the boss. Well, you know, I pay everyone, but to have your bestie on the road and this great young band, and I mean, it makes it magic that everyone gets along with each other, and we just go on stage and we just have a ball. So, and I'm a pretty good boss, I think. I take Lara. You know, after the show, she says, "Oh, I don't eat before the show because I got to get into my life." But we go to Hungry Jack's. We go to Hungry Jack's.
Yes.
We get the double burger. We get the big fries with the shake after the show. So, you know, I'm a pretty good boss.
Oh, Rhonda, I'll have to join you for a Whopper.
That's it. Well, okay. I think
He means that literally.
I do mean that literally. I'm looking forward to it.
Well, look. Cheeky.
You can hear the absolute joy in your voice just purely talking about it, so we can understand why it's just been such a success for so long. If you're listening to this, you must get along and see it. Absolutely fabulous. It's Bunbury, Mandurah, and right here in Subi, the 1st through to the 3rd of November. Ticket Tech for tickets. Rhonda Birchmore, what a pleasure.
It's been a pleasure.
Thank you.
Oh, love you both, and thank you so much for your support, guys.
Thanks, no worries.
Bye-bye. Bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
It's the Rush Hour with Lisa and Pete.
For ABC Blinds, up to 40% off Toba. For a free measure and quote, head to abcblinds.com.au.
The Rush Hour with Lisa and Pete.
When did you prang the work car? Came in earlier today. We noticed that the little lip above the garage door here at Mix was askew.
Mm-hmm.
And it turns out somebody tried to drive a ping pong table through it.
Yes, in the back of a car. Just not realising quite how high it stood.
Georgie and Dianella, what have you got for us? When did you prang the work car?
Oh, look, I didn't actually prank the work car, but I pranked my car into work.
Oh, okay, that'll do.
Yeah, look, I was called in on a public holiday by my boss to come and work. He was a lawyer in South Perth, and my husband had taken my car, so I had to jump in his work kit, which was loaded with scaffold and wooden timber scaffolding. And as I approached work and I drove into the undercroft, the scaffolding actually got stuck on the first floor of the building and had wedged straight through the edge of the building right up into my boss's office and had lifted the floor and the carpet and was just stuck there and the car wouldn't move. And needless to say, he came downstairs and was somewhat concerned.
Oh, you had two of those phone calls to make because after the boss, you had to call hubby.
Yeah, oh, needless to say, I was not very impressed with my husband either.
But, right.
Nonetheless, my boss was actually quite good about it, but it was the office joke for many years thereafter, and he still would be.
Jeez, thanks, Georgie, what a wild one. Stuart in Auburn Grove, when did you prank the work car?
Oh, I was just an apprentice, and they wanted me to drive the truck in the mornings. I drove out of the workshop and took the tilter door with me.
Yes.
I got down the road a little bit and noticed the boss in the rear vision mirror running down after me.
Oh, you didn't realise it was on top.
Well, I didn't hear it because the stereo was too loud.
Good one, mate. Thank you. Rick in Melville, when did you prank the work car?
I was driving down Beaufort Street and you get to that corner near the Brisbane Hotel in Brisbane Street.
Yeah.
And you have to turn right. So I turned right and this lady came straight through the red light flat out and she rode off the work car and I was stunned for several minutes in the car and finally got out and I went to the pub because it was before mobile phones.
Yes.
And the manager said, oh, go to the office and use my phone. So I had to ring up my boss, Tomo, and I said, oh, Tomo, I think I've just written off the car. And he said, oh, that's okay. Are you okay? I said, well, I don't know, because when I walked in the room, all these naked women walked in. And it was the Skimpies were on that, that day. So here
right.
I am in this room full of naked women, and the boss says, "Are you okay?" And I don't know. I should be dead and in heaven.
Good on you, Rick.
With you from 3 p.m. weekdays, it's the Rush Hour with Lisa and Pete on Perth's Mix 94.5. That Rush Hour catch-up was for ABC Blinds, up to 40% off Tober.